Today, I'd like to give you a couple of pieces of advice that I've used myself and I've seen others use to sound more natural, understand people, even if they're speaking a little bit faster, and overall get a feel for the language that you're trying to learn. My name is Azarin. I run a business called the Calgary Language Nerds. As a quick fun fact, I'm currently looking for 5 new Spanish students for an instructor on my team. There's an instructor on my team who wants more hours, and so I'm looking for 5 more people to take classes with her. If you'd like to take some classes, I'll give you a promotion of getting 2 free private lessons. So send me a message on azarinthelanguagenerd.com/contact. Send me a message, we can chat more, and I'll set you up with those two free classes as a promotion with this instructor on my team. Now let's dive into today's episode. As you guys know, I have studied French, since I was 5 years old. It was the first foreign language that I learned, and I basically did all of my studies in French from kindergarten onward. Great, literally from the age of 5 to the age of like 22, my studies were in French. When I was in high school, I studied in France in a very small village. While I was there, I listened to French music all the time. I listened on the radio, I listened on YouTube, I listened in the house, I listened all the time. I'd be listening to music in French. When I listened to music on YouTube, I would often pull up the lyrics and I would listen to the song with the lyrics in front of me. I would look up the lyrics in a dictionary. I would ask people about unfamiliar words or phrases that maybe I didn't quite understand. One of the things that I was paying very close attention to when I was listening to songs is how words got strung together. When we speak in any language, we don't speak our words in isolation. We string our words together. One word bleeds into the next word, which bleeds into the next word, which bleeds into the next word. Words bleed together. They blend together. And so I would pay attention to how words would get blended in songs. And then what I would do after that, as I would notice, I would pay attention to see if I noticed in day-to-day life, if people, when they spoke, if they blended their words together in the same way that I noticed words getting blended together in music. So if in music, I'll give you one example in Spanish, when I was in high school as well. In Spanish, I noticed that some of the singers that I listened to, they didn't pronounce all their S's. I would see an S in the lyrics of a song, but it wasn't pronounced. And then when I would listen to people talk Spanish in day-to-day life, in, you know, whether it was on YouTube or, you know, my teacher or whoever it was, right, native speakers, I noticed that some native speakers also didn't pronounce their S's when they spoke. So I noticed something in music that carried over to day-to-day life. More specifically, I noticed a pronunciation point in music that carried over to day-to-day life. So this is something I was doing in French when I was living in France as an exchange student. And that helped me a lot with listening comprehension. Because on a day-to-day basis, I would notice, oh, look, people are talking in a kind of similar way as people are singing. I'm noticing certain patterns in terms of how words are bleeding together from my songs. And those patterns are showing up in day-to-day life. And in my experience with learning languages, pronunciation patterns you see in songs, a lot of them also show up in regular speech. Not all of them, of course, because in songs, people really sing that long note, the high note. They hold the note for like 7 seconds. Of course, nobody talks that way. I get it. Songs are more dramatic. I get it. But a lot of the pronunciation points, I guess, that you notice in songs do carry over to how people actually talk in real life. So what I'd recommend you do is listen, especially if you're someone who likes to listen to music, listen to songs in whatever language you're learning. Find songs, pull up the lyrics, listen to the song with the lyrics, re-listen, pause, rewind, re-listen. Heck, if you're someone like me, you probably already re-listen to songs hundreds and hundreds of times as it is. So listen, read the lyrics as you're listening. Feel free to look up words you don't know. Of course, you're welcome to do that. And pay attention. Really listen. Are there ways that people are blending their words together? How are they mixing things? And then pay attention to see if in real life, people are doing the same thing. Something else you can do for bonus points, which will help you a lot with sounding more natural and and yeah, sounding more natural, is singing along with the songs. Or if you're not a big singer, at least talk along with the song, say the words in the song at the same rhythm as the singer is doing. This is going to teach you to pronounce the language, not word per word, but to get used to stringing your words together. So in short, listen to songs, notice how, pay attention to how the singers are stringing their words together, try to really hear the words, try to sing the song, or at least pronounce the words in the song at the same rhythm as the native speaker is doing, and that's really going to help you to improve your listening comprehension and overall to sound more natural. Let's move on to another piece of advice here, which is related to music. It's quite related. And it's a piece of advice around getting a feel for the language that you're learning. In my personal opinion, this might be wrong. Maybe it's just for me. Maybe it's just something I've noticed with people that I've come across. This might not be a universal statement, but I'm still going to say it. I feel that if you just try to learn a language with 100% logic, I think you're going to have a hard time. I don't know how effective that's going to be. I think injecting some feeling into how you learn languages, I think that's beneficial. Let me explain to you how you can inject feeling. I'll tell you the story of this one student that I currently teach, who injects feeling into Spanish and has injected feeling into Spanish from day one. Everything he learns, every word, every phrase, everything. When he learns something new, he acts out the word in the class as he learns it. So when he learns the word for hi, he actually waves his hand and pretends. I could see him imagining in his head saying hi to someone. If he learns the word for I'm angry, he will say I'm angry and frown as he says I'm angry. And he'll say, I'm angry. Ugh, I'm angry. Ugh, I'm mad. I'm so mad at you. I'm so angry. He'll say it with an angry tone. If it's tired, if he learns I'm tired, he'll say, oh, I'm sleepy. I'm tired. He says it with that tone. If he learns the word for computer even, like something like computer, he might mime typing on a computer. He'll say, oh, computer, type, 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 computer, computer. And he acts it out. Everything is injected with emotion. He's learning the language with his mouth, with his brain, his entire body, and I can see the emotions on his face as he learns words, phrases, everything that he learns. Everything is injected with emotion. Here's another way to learn languages with emotion that I personally do, and this goes back to songs. I listen to tons of music. I love listening to music. I also particularly enjoy listening to music with the music videos. If I don't understand what's happening, if I watch it with the music video, I'm often still in a state of awe. I remember when I was in France, right? There's a song I used to listen to called Dernière Danse. Last Dance is how that translates. Old song by Kyo. I don't think they make music anymore, I'm pretty sure. And I didn't really understand all the words initially. I understood some of them. I understood a percentage. I kind of understood the vibe of the song, but with the music video, it still captured my attention. I was enthralled, and I somewhat understood. I could feel emotions being brought up in my body, even though I didn't know what all the words were saying. And I would listen over and over and over and over. I'd watch the music video over and over, watch the video, listen. Listen, watch the video, listen, watch, a thousand times I've probably heard that song and seen the music video. And I've done that for I don't even know how many songs. Now, I really like music, so that's not a chore for me. That's almost like a hobby. I like it. But it's triggering this emotion, per se. It's triggering emotions for me, and I'm feeling the language. I'm feeling it as I'm learning it. And, you know, as I look up words and phrases, so over time, I look up words and phrases and I get more fluent over time. So over time, I actually understood what the song was saying. And then all of a sudden, understanding the meaning of the song matched up with all these emotions that I already had, and bam, I remember all those words. I remember all the pronunciation points. I remember any grammar points in that song. Everything in that song gets internalized. You know, I was once telling someone, and they were very surprised, that if you ask me in a foreign language, how do you know this word? Like, why do you know the word for plant in French? Why do you know the word tears in French? Why do you know the word vacuum cleaner in Spanish? Why do you know the word stairs in Mandarin? Well, how do you know these words? It's really interesting that I don't know the percentage, but a lot of words, I can probably tell you why I know that word. I'll tell you where I first heard it, how it stuck in my brain, the feeling I have. So like, I'll be able to tell you some kind of story with every word that I know. And some people might go, well, Azarin, do you have to make a story with every single word? No, you don't. But if you're always focusing on feeling the language while you're learning the language, how does it make me feel? I learned the word plant. Ooh, plant. What is plant? Okay, plant. It's green. I'm in the forest. Wow, I got stung by a plant once. Ooh, plant. Ooh, that word sounds kind of funny. Plant. Plant. It sounds like an ant that's got some disease. Like an ant has got plant. The ant's got plants on him. It's almost like the word pants. An ant's wearing pants in a plant. Like, see, I'm just thinking, I don't know where all these words came from, but I'm focusing on feeling the word plant, thinking of what images come to mind, what does it make me think of, how do I feel about plants, do I own any plants? I'm trying to feel the language as I learn the language. And so it helps the acquisition process. It definitely helps the acquisition process. I'll give you one more way to feel the language. It's related to music, but a little different. If you find people, and you have to search around for these people, I can't just tell you, you'd have to go find them. If you find people in the public eye, actresses, actors, podcasters, YouTubers, singers, songwriters, poets, writers, authors, someone in the public eye that is from a country that speaks the language that you're speaking, it has to be someone you admire or that you, at minimum, that you like. Someone that you're like, wow, this person's really cool. Wow, I admire this person. Wow, I really like this guy. Oh, this guy's really interesting. This guy's really funny. This guy's got crazy hair. This guy, like something where you go, like, oh, I really am drawn to this person. And it could be multiple people. And you just follow their content on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, books. Like books might be trickier, but whatever they do, whatever their work is, music, song, Spotify, and you just follow their work, and you like that is going to create a feeling as it is. You know, there's a podcast that I like in Mandarin. I've liked it for years. When I first heard it, I had no clue what they're saying. It was so beyond my level. But I was like, this is kind of cool. Like they've got a vibe and they're excited and they're happy and they're laughing and there's all these different types of guests. And I like the whole vibe. I've listened to their podcast for probably 4 years. four years. Initially, I didn't really understand much of what they're saying, but I would kind of listen from time to time. There's a stand-up comedy channel too that I like on YouTube. Same thing. I don't know what they're saying, but I kind of understand the concept and it's pretty cool. And I just like watching it. There's cool people on it. It makes you feel something, right? And that's another way to inject that feeling into how you're learning a language. You know, people often ask me, Azarin, how do I say this? People often tell me that when they're learning a language, they ask me, how do they remember all the grammar rules? How do you remember all the words? Words and grammar rules are the two questions I get. How do you remember all the words and how do you remember all the grammar rules? Right? How do you do that? How do they not escape out of your brain? How do you apply it when you speak? And honestly, it only really occurred to me today that perhaps, at least for me, I don't really... Even when I'm like a beginner, I'm not really trying exactly to remember the grammar rules and remember the words. I mean, to an extent, yes. To an extent. But really the main focus is on trying to establish this feeling with the language so that, you know, when I say a sentence or hear a sentence, I can kind of feel out if that's right or wrong. You know, today, just today. I had a really hard time explaining this. I was watching this video with a Spanish group class I teach. And in the video, the lady said that if you want to say, I think it was, I'm on it. Yes, the sentence was, I'm on it. As in, I give you a job in English and I go, hey, go do this job. And you say, yeah, I'm on it. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go do it right now. And the sentence I was given in the video was, en eso estoy. En eso estoy. And I was like, ah, that's not the right translation. And the students are like, what do you mean? I was like, well, it's not quite right. It's not, the feeling is off. The feeling of I'm on it and the feeling of en eso estoy, it's not the same. It's a different feeling between both sentences. Now, I've never heard anyone say en eso estoy. I've never said en eso estoy. Maybe I have. I don't know. But I can't remember ever hearing it or saying it. But the second I saw it, I was like, no, the feeling between the two sentences is wrong. Now, my class didn't believe me. They're like, I don't know, Azarin. She's a native speaker. You're not a native speaker. Like, I don't know about this, Azarin. And I was like, no, I'm pretty damn sure. Like, maybe I'm wrong, because you're right. She's a native speaker. Clearly speaks English, too, because in the video, she's speaking English. Maybe I'm wrong, and I'm off here. It's possible, but I don't think so. Now, that group class, we all happen to know this one native speaker. We happen to know. So one of the people in the group class asked, so me, one person in the group class, we both went and asked this one native speaker that we know. And we're like, hey, we watched this video, and the video said that I'm on it in Spanish is en eso estoy. And yeah, it turns out I was right, because en eso estoy is almost like there's a tiny difference. There's a tiny difference between I'm on it and en eso estoy. I'm on it is I haven't started the job and I'm going to go do it now. Yeah. I'm on it. I'm going to go do it right now. Yeah, I'm on it. And you like get up and you go get on the job, right? En eso estoy is a little different. It is like I'm on it, but it's almost like I was doing the job right now anyway. I just started. I was 2 minutes in, 5 minutes in, whatever. I was on the job now. And then you asked me, hey, when are you doing that job? And I can say, en eso estoy. Like, that's exactly, I'm on it right now. I'm doing it now. There's a different feeling. And then, I was thinking after, like, well, how did I know that? Like, I knew there was a different feeling. I could feel it. I was like, something's not right. And it's because from day one in Spanish, I'm guessing, like, I don't know if this is really what's happened, but to me, you know, from day one in Spanish, from day one in every language, from day one, I focus on feeling out the language through music, through how I talk, through everything. I'm focusing on that to try and get a feel for how people behave, how they speak, how they think, how they pronounce things, what's natural, what's unnatural, et cetera, et cetera. So to summarize today's podcast episode, thing number one, listen to music, pay attention to how they're stringing words together, focus, try to see if you can string your words together in similar ways. Sing along, talk along with the lyrics, listen to how people talk in real life, see if there's any similarities between the songs and how you talk. And thing number two is get a feel from the language from day one. Focus on trying to get a feeling for the language. It will help you. Have a great day. I am looking for 5 new Spanish students right now for private classes with my new instructor. So contact me, azarinthelanguagenerd.com/contact if you'd like to inquire further. And we'll chat later. Bye-bye. See you.